Exclusive hits 93.5 Red FM. Come on.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I would have sung more, but I have a terrible voice to sing.
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't know that it's your number.
Surprise.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
How much younger have you gotten, Venky?
Oh my, please don't ask me that.
I thought that's a question you only can't ask the ladies. When did that rule apply to the men?
No. I mean, it's just all there in the open. Come on, I don't have to really, hide it.
I want you to say it yourself. You know, it'll be physically painful sometimes because...
Not at all. No, it's just a number, my friend.
Really? Because I turned 1 year older 3 days back and I've just been so grumpy about the fact that, you know...
Come on. Hey. No, it's just a number. It's all in your mind.
I know. Thank you. Yeah. I feel better now.
Absolutely, yes. You should.
Let's celebrate the crumbling bones and the white hair and the wrinkled face.
Not that I should say that.
You're a fit man. You're a very fit man.
Yeah. I don't know what number should we be saying. You know, it's 46 or 47. You know, it's well, according to my, you know, if you go back not exactly a birth certificate. What do you call that? Something that, you know, when you're born, you write Janma Patrika.
Yeah. Of course, your little horoscope and your Janma Patrika. Yes.
That's 46, actually. Actually, my original age is 46. But then, since when I had to change my school, I was, they had to just give 1 year older.
We'll just stick to 46. That's a healthier number. Venky, we'll stick to 46.
anything.
Venky, I was also wondering, are you all geared up and excited for the Olympics? Do you normally follow the Olympics?
Isn't it? Absolutely, yes. That will be wonderful to sort of, you know, have a or get to know what's happening in Olympics and so on. Has it already started or is it going to start later?
The opening ceremony is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It's technically 5th of August in Brazil, which would be 6th for us.
Okay. That's lovely. But it's wonderful. Let us see. I just hope that we, you know, we do better than the last time. We did win a few medals last time. Then I just hope that we do better than that.
It's our largest contingent, no, Venky? This time 120 athletes or something they're sending.
I don't know, Disha. I'm not very sure. But then we have got some very good prospects and potential where I think probably tennis is one.
Yes.
Shuttle badminton is another one.
Yep.
I'm not very sure about the other.
Hockey,
yes. They're doing well.
The women's team has gone this time, Venky, for the first time after 36 years.
Oh, fantastic. That's really, really good.
Very strong wrestling and a shooting team also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. I just hope that they do better than the last time.
Venky, I'm going to ask you a question. Let me see if you can answer this.
Please. What is that? I just hope you don't put me on a spot.
No. There is one event for which the Olympic ticket is the most expensive and it goes year after year.
Could be the 100 meters race, I suppose. Yeah.
Usain Bolt. What do
you
think?
You know, I was fortunate to see him run live in West Indies.
Oh.
In Jamaica. Yeah, when we were in Jamaica, I think a few years back, when I was with the Indian team, they were having their national trials.
Okay.
And there is no leverage, whether you're a champion, Olympic champion, or whatever, you have to take part in the national.
Really?
Yeah. And so we saw him. It just looked so cool. I mean, the way he ran, it felt that anybody could run.
Venky, do you know he wanted to be a fast bowler for West Indies at one point?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, obviously, we used to hear some stories from Chris Gayle when I was part of the Royal Challengers Bangalore team.
They actually had to send him out of the cricket field saying, no, this is too fast for cricket. Please go to the track and field and run there.
probably, you know, he would have stopped a lot of boundaries, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Oh, but Venky, happy birthday again.
Thank you very much, Disha.
It was so nice to have you in the studio a year back. And
thank you very much. And very well done to you all as well.
Thank you so much.
Winning championships and whatever, world championships or whatever that is. I mean, it's amazing. It is great to hear that and you have done it.
And your voice is playing throughout on our radio channel.
Don't tell me.
People say, yeah, please. See, that's the thing. You don't listen to us only.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM, bajate raho.
Two-time winner at the New York Radio Festival.